Imagine Dragons, Loom, World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Everyone take a deep breath. Just count.
If you feel so mad
that you want to roar,
take a deep breath and count to four.
Or punch something. Sometimes it was so funny because my little boy does love Daniel Tiger and they're all great tools. But I was just telling my cousin that's like living with us and helping with kids. I'm like, I do love Daniel Tiger and the tools that it teaches. But you know what? Sometimes there's not time to count to four. Just get in the da car. I don't have time to like take you through like grown-ups come back. Like it's just like, no, just go to the gym daycare. I got to get to class. You know, you don't have time to like...
He doesn't know if he wants his grown-up to come back.
He's not sure. So sometimes I'm like...
I can take her or leave her.
It's really good to have these tools, but there are times these tools are out the window, mm-hmm. and you just got to freak mm-hmm. out.
Well, the thing is, you have to be in a rational state of mind to access these tools you've been given, right?
Right.
And generally... In these situations, you're not.
Yeah. I understand, like, the term seeing red.
We haven't actually introduced the topic. Oh. We just jumped in. I don't know. When Allison and I were discussing it,
boiling points.
When you just have a freak out.
Yeah.
Like, you've hit your limit and something goes off inside your soul. And you lose all control.
And typically, it's, like, over something kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously there's more going on below the surface.
Yeah.
That then this tipping point, then you look like a freaking maniac. And people are like, oh, my gosh. but you're like, it's kind of like that video of the husband and wife. And she's like, it's not about the nail.
Yeah.
It's like same thing. It's like, it's probably not about A, B, C, whatever little thing's happening. Mm-hmm. There's so much building up to it. And that is the tipping point.
Yeah.
There actually was a show on MTV for a while that I used to love watching. And it was called Boiling Points or Point or something. And it was a hidden camera show. And so people would put people in these horrible situations, like really mm-hmm. stressful. Typically, it did have like a customer service side, like, and see how long it would take them. And then however many minutes they lasted. And they had no idea they were in this circumstance.
I don't like
that. They would get points, like boiling points. And then if they made it without freaking out, they'd be like, by the way, you're on boiling point and you just won $100.
Okay.
So one of them, for instance, was at an ice cream shop. And the ice cream scooper like would do things like it plop it on the cone and then it would like fall on the counter. And then they'd like scoop it up. They'd like scoop it up with their bare hand and like plop it on top of the ice cream cone. And to see these people's reactions, like they would be like looking around like,
is anybody else seeing this?
Yes. Even one person, because then they try to push it further and further.
Right.
Even one time the worker, you know how when the ice cream's like dripping down the cone and you lick it?
Oh.
They like licked
it. Had them do it.
And then they were like, okay. And like the lady's like, hold on, wait a minute. Did you really just lick my ice cream, you know? But some people would stand up for themselves, but they wouldn't like have a freak out.
Yeah.
So, but I remember watching and being like,
I mean, you always think about how you would react, mm-hmm. but you don't really know until you're in the situation.
100%.
I would like to think that I would nicely say, can I actually get a different one that hasn't been on the counter that you just wiped with that rag?
And I am married to quite a peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he'd probably say something if someone licked his ice cream because he's also really OCD. But there have been so many times that he will just take it and be like, well, it's gross, throw it away, walk away. And I'm like, no, we need to like say something. And he's like, it's not worth like the fight. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, no, it's worth the fight. But we have a friend that we joke around with about, it's mine and Britt's mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like our go-to, like if we're out to dinner mm-hmm. and something's wrong with our food.
She'll stand up for herself.
She'll stand up and for us. Because mm-hmm. we're all like, it's fine. And she's like, guys, it's not fine. Like yeah. you're paying good money for this. Just say something, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes she'll be like, her food's cold. Like
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I need to stand up for myself because then I will have a freak out.
Yeah.
On somebody.
Yeah. Because you're mad about the food or whatever. Yeah. And then later you're at home and someone else says something that's wrong and it just adds up and then you do freak out.
Yeah. So I think also I was telling my friend this morning in getting these submissions, I was like, oh yeah, I have one like that. So either I am very angry I'm a very angry person or I hold things in too long.
Yeah.
And I need to like release a little as I go. It's mm-hmm. just like release the little
breathing,
bit of steam.
Breathing
yeah.
techniques.
So yoga's good. And I do like that, but I've had my share of freak out. So mm-hmm. as we're going through this, you guys understand not to judge each other and to remember that these people, for whatever reason, something else led up to these moments.
Uh-huh. And I'm proud of you guys because this is another one where I was like, are people going to submit? Because it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
To like, I mean, it shouldn't be because it happens to the best of us, but to write in and say, well, I made someone else cry.
Yes.
At a place of their work, uh-huh. you know, or at their place of employment. You know, it does have to take some humbling to be like, this is what I did.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with this submission. This listener said, and I relate to this on a spiritual level, like in the depths of my soul, because this listener said they once got so frustrated while doing math homework in college that they forcefully stabbed the open math book with their pencil. And then while still pushing down hard, thrashed the pencil back and forth, shredding book pages. And several of the pages were like,
those texts.
I said, you probably can resell that.
No,
after the semester was over.
$85.
If you're lucky. Yeah. And now they don't even probably have to buy them. It's all online. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they have to pay something for the uh-huh. online version. But yeah. Those were like coveted, those books. Uh-huh. I was so poor that multiple times I like went in on a book with my friend
yeah.
in the mm-hmm. class. And then I'd be like, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Mondays, Wednesdays. And then on Saturday we can do like a group study sesh. But anyway, yeah, he attacked the book. And I have to say, at least it was
he pulled his professor. Harry Potter on Tom Riddle's diary. Stabbing it.
I know, I'm picturing. And why I say I can relate to this on such a spiritual level is because math is my ultimate nemesis in life. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a fairly smart person. I won't say I'm a genius. I'm a street smart kind of gal.
Okay.
But I consider myself like I was able
to get
through.
Not as much of a textbook.
No. Mm-hmm. And math is like 100% that like memorization uh-huh. textbook kind of smart.
Yeah.
And that wasn't me. And yet they put a lot of importance on it. Like, why do I need to know about a rhombus?
You need to do it.
Could
to
you
graduate.
Have told me about a 1099 or something yeah. like that? Mm-hmm. Or like a 401k?
Yeah.
Or some investments rather than
there's financial
rather
literacy
than making
classes.
Me cry learning how to find the area of a rhombus. Like, I've never even seen a rhombus in real life. Have you? What is a rhombus? I don't know, but there's nothing in the world that I've seen like naturally shaped as a rhombus other than the picture of the rhombus in the math book,
the textbook that has now been stabbed.
Assaulted. But I just, I let this listener know. I'm like, I hear you.
Yeah,
I see
you.
Mm-hmm. I am you. Because I can't tell you how many times I want to stab something working on math. I've cried in professors'
offices
for help.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to take like a placement exam to get into a math class. And I failed the placement exam or didn't make it high enough to get into the class. And I was like, this is my only hope. Like,
yeah.
I am done with college except this class. So I'm going to, I had all these thoughts running through my mind. Like, I will not get a degree because of math 10 freaking 50. And I just remember being like, I'm going to Cafe Rio. I'm getting like a full salad with a key lime pie and I'm going to eat my feelings. And I got to my house and I was locked the freak out of my house.
Oh, no.
And I sat on my front porch and sobbed with my food and they didn't put a fork in there. So I could not even eat my food on my porch.
You couldn't even eat your feelings
no.
about your math.
Yeah. And I just remember being like, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. Like, I don't know. And then I would have to ask my friend. He was my really good friend that lived like kitty corner from us.
You couldn't even stab your key lime pie.
I knocked on his door probably looking like a hot mess. And I was like, I need help getting into my house. He came credit carded my door.
Oh.
So I'm like, I've had a real bad day. out at anyone, but I definitely had a emotional breakdown on my front porch with my Cafe Rio with my friend that's my neighbor, and luckily he's still friends with me. Oh my gosh. So I feel you on this listener's story.
Yeah. And getting physically aggressive, I've never gotten physically aggressive, but I think
the haunted house incident that we covered.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
You weren't hitting anyone. It was sort of just like swinging and ripping out of people's hands.
Yeah, I was, you know, don't lay hands on me.
In a stressful situation. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm not going to let you bind me. I'm not going to let you.
But it's like, I am no Nephi here. You will not tie me up.
Yeah, I can't be held down. Yeah. I can't be held captive.
Uh-huh.
But I remember one time I was in the training process of a new job,
uh-huh.
and it was a work from home remote online job.
Okay.
So everything was trying to be portrayed to me through email, and that's just really hard.
You're like, could someone give me like a 5-minute phone call? That's all I need.
And it was really tricky.
This email chain is going on uh-huh. for 2 weeks.
And I think my supervisor was a little concerned and was like, I'm really glad this is a remote position because I don't know what I'm thinking.
Were you not getting it?
I was so frustrated. I emailed her, I'm ready to kill someone.
What? You did?
I was like, this is horrible. I'm ready to kill someone. Oh my
gosh. How were you not fired and arrested?
I can't believe I said I'm ready to kill someone in a work email.
Oh my, that is a great example of what we're talking about today. Why didn't you ever tell me this? Were you so embarrassed?
Yeah, and honestly, like, at the time I felt justified. Like, at the time I didn't think, because I was like saying it to myself as I was like typing, like, I'm going to kill someone, this is the worst. And so when I emailed it, it just felt like a natural train of thought that I was already having.
Right.
And so it was only upon reflection that I realized like that wasn't great to say to my supervisor.
No, I'm shocked you weren't fired.
I worked for
the job market.
I worked for them for 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really glad you got it figured out.
And I'm very non-violent person. So the fact that I was
can be interpreted over email.
That's what I'm saying.
So like, yes, it's a term. It's a term,
but I cannot believe I was writing that to somebody.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, this listener can probably relate to that because they said they have been blacklisted. Okay. Blacklisted from ever even calling, I think it's Dish Network, they said.
Okay.
Ever again, because she called with she called with a problem and she just said, let's just say words were flying and she is no longer able to even call them anymore.
How
she
does has that been even flagged. Work? Their number is blocked, their number's flagged.
And like I gotta see it in the customer service cubicle.
Do not answer. Nobody answer. Don't worry. It's like one of those numbers. Again.
But I didn't get to find out. I did message this listener back saying, I really want to know like how this conversation went a little bit more. And I didn't hear back because again, it could be one of those things where you're like, listen, I'm willing to tell you this much,
but I'm not going to tell you exactly what I said.
I'm not going to tell you that I told him I was going to kill someone.
I honestly don't know. I don't know why that I makes said me that. Laugh.
It's great.
Why.
It's great. Don't backtrack. It's okay. We're all here. It's a safe space. This is a safe space for you.
Obviously, I never would.
That's what they all say. It's the ones you don't think are capable. Haven't you ever watched true crime? They're always I could never have imagined.
He was a volunteer in the community.
I never would have guessed. She teaches children's dance classes.
I need to redact that whole thing.
Absolutely not.
She was the singing time leader
at her church. Okay, we will stop giving you crap because I really want that to stay in there. And if I keep giving you crap, you're going to want to take it out. No, it won't. You have to be vulnerable too. We expect our listeners to be vulnerable. Okay. We have to do it too. All right.
Like you were saying, they got blacklisted. This person kind of did too.
Oh.
This listener says, when they got their flooring put in, they forgot to measure for the laundry room, so they were short.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't have a laundry room for 3 weeks because they had put the glue down and they couldn't put the washer dryer back in the room until the flooring was installed.
Okay.
But after a few weeks, they weren't answering her calls anymore. Uh-huh. So she was calling and calling and, you know, complaining. And then after a while, they would once again see that phone number and be like, it's her. Don't answer. So anyway, she lost it.
I will not be ignored, Dan.
She said, I'm fatal talking. Attraction. She made the manager cry.
Male or female?
I don't know.
I feel like that's important. Because I'm a manager that would easily cry.
There's someone jealous. Sorry, ma'am. And she said, a guy almost lost his job. And I mean, honestly, if you're going to leave a job undone and people can't live their lives for weeks and not answer your calls, like, what do you expect?
Right.
Someone maybe should get a reprimand.
Yeah.
Because they aren't doing their job. But she said she feels terrible about it, but she had her husband now is the person that they have to talk to.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, like they have specified, like, we will no longer be talking to your.
She said because.
We will no longer be talking to your crazy wife. Is that?
She said basically what happened was she finally did get a hold of them on the phone.
Okay.
Yelled, made the manager cry. Husband walks in, takes over.
Uh-huh.
And is. And. The,
and he's like, coming in with a fresh.
He's coming in fresh, and he's probably not the one that is trying to deal with the laundry out in the hallway every single day.
Yes.
And she says they also, I think that they're scared of her. And so they, I think that her husband has recognized that. Like, they're nervous about talking to you, so I'm just going to go ahead and take over from here.
Oh my gosh. Here's the thing. Laundry is the absolute worst chore. Well, it's just what the never-ending chore.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make someone be behind on their laundry for 3 weeks. That's no joke. You don't mess around with a mama.
Yeah. And she says she's got 4 kids and
that's a lot of laundry. And so you either are going to be like, pay my laundromat bill or get here
and help me get this back installed. So yeah, I feel bad for people on both sides because it's not great to get yelled at to the point of tears.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, when you're like, hold on, I've hired you guys. You're supposed to be doing this. And they're just avoiding you.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You guys, I can't remember the last time I made someone cry. Knowingly made someone cry, I hope. Uh-huh. Other than my kids. You know?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Unfortunately, I have not done that. I said that. But this listener has a great one, speaking of kids.
Okay.
So this listener is a mom, and she was making dinner. She wanted to say, let me start by saying, whoever said dinner time is the most important and you need to have family dinners is clearly not a mom or the one creating the meal.
It's the person that walks in and like, these are so great.
Yeah.
Every night. Come on.
I know. Like I said, I keep referencing this with my cousin that's living with us, you know. I'm always like, what is she thinking? Because she's like, what is she thinking of us? Because my kids can't stay in their seats.
Uh-huh.
And she's always like trying to help us, like get them to stay in their seats and all this stuff. And I just like have given up on the 3-year-old and, you know, and so she's probably like, this is not very peaceful, but she doesn't say that. But I'm always like, oh gosh, this is family dinner is tough.
It's and stressful.
Yes. They have all these studies that tell you that if you don't have it, your kids are going to do drugs or whatever.
Talk about a guilt trip.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh, sit down if you want to stay drug free. You will eat this and you will like it and you will be happy and we will share our day around the table. So anyway, she said her kids whine and she said, my kids whine and complain every freaking dinner unless it's chicken nuggets or pizza. So one day she does decide she's going to make sloppy joes. In her eyes, this is kid food.
Right.
She's like, who doesn't love a good sloppy joe? So she gets done cooking and she's excited for them to try it because she thinks it's kind of like going to be a hit.
Yeah, it seems like summer camp food.
And she said, of course. They all start complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why can't we have pizza? Why do you always make gross stuff? This is gross. I'm not eating it. And at this point, she said, she's hungry. And so she's just going to take it. And she's excited to eat the sloppy joe.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to let these heathens ruin my sloppy joe moment, you know? So she's taking some bites and she's just like kind of almost, I think, ignoring, trying to rise
right,
above.
Just find your happy place. Find your happy place.
Yeah, but it's really hard too when you are looking over at the kitchen and you're like, and I'm going to be doing those dishes after this. Uh-huh. A food they don't even like. Why do I even try? I've cried before about dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Britt's kids will eat all my dinner.
Yeah.
My kids will eat anything
good.
I cook almost.
I've lucked out.
My children eat like birds. So anyway, the complaining continues. And finally, one of them says, I am not eating this. So gross. Look at the stuff inside. This is disgusting. And she said, at this point, her husband is over there just enjoying his food.
Sloppy joe.
And she keeps she's the one starting to yell back at the kids and being like, stop it. Just please be nice, or, you know, just all these little things. But her husband's just, like, obliviously enjoying his sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
And so she goes to take, like, her third bite, and she says she is madder than a hornet at this point. Can't handle it anymore. She's about to lose her appetite. Mm-hmm. So she flies up from the table, and she decides, I'm just going to clean up the kitchen and excuse, like, herself, because she can no longer be around these people.
Yeah.
This family. So she starts doing the dishes, and her husband says, what's wrong?
What do you think?
She said, really bad timing, really bad question to ask right now. So she turns and she's like, I lose my on every single one of them. She points at her daughter and yells, shut up. She yells at her son and yells, shut up. Her next son, shut up. And then she points at her husband and says at the top of her lungs, shut up. And then finally she's like, screams, you all just need to shut up. And she said at this point she releases all of her feelings from the depths of her soul and continues to yell at them for like 5 minutes about how ungrateful they are and how, and she yells at her husband for not sticking up for her with the kids.
Right,
like,
right.
Why don't you back me up and be like, eat your food, appreciate your mom, you know? And so she said, I kid you not. They all just sat at the table, gaping mouths open, like looking at her bewildered, like what demon is, you know, happening. So she gets so mad that she's like, now I need to leave. Like, I have to, where do you go from here? Yes. You know? So she announces, I am leaving. Mm-hmm. She gets in the car and she's like, and I have no plan. No plans. Yeah. So she said, once she hits her car, she loses it and starts to cry after the anger subsides. And she can't go inside anywhere because if she goes inside, she looks like a hot mess because she's been
crying
in her car. So where do you go when you're upset? A mall parking lot. And while she was trying to blow off steam, she's hungry because she only got three little bites of her sloppy Joe. So she went to Sonic, of all places, got herself a cherry Coke, a grilled cheese, mozzarella sticks, and some onion rings.
Yum.
My kind of girl.
Yes. Right there. So good.
Hit it hard. Yeah. Hit those carbs. Hit the grease. Fill up. And she said, when I got home, everyone was in bed and asleep. And her husband and I talked about everything. And he did say, that was the craziest I have ever seen you. And she said, word to all the kids and husbands out there, if your wife makes you sloppy Joes, shut up and eat it. But it's one of those things. It's about the sloppy Joes, but it's not. It's dinner after dinner, after dinner.
Every night, and it's work every day. And you're putting this work in, and you're prepping, and you're like, this is supposed to keep my kids off drugs. This is supposed to keep them
from being obese because you're trying to like cook a healthier meal and introduce
them to food. And all they want is pizza and fries
and chicken nuggets and grilled cheese sandwiches and onion rings and cherry Coke
and some mozzarella sticks.
I love how she was like, you will eat this. And then she's like, and I'm going to Sonic. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't the plan.
Like you sometimes going, I mean, maybe that's our society's problem is we turn to food.
Yeah, but it's better than alcohol.
It is. It's 100% better than alcohol.
What if she would have gotten in the car and started boozing?
And went to the bar.
Right, and then gotten a wreck.
DUI.
I'll take the onion rings any day.
Yes, but like you were saying, and I have eaten my feelings so many times. It's not like I can pinpoint a specific time. Like you were saying, you went and got Cafe Rio with the pie, with everything.
Yeah.
But yes, it's better than alcohol. It's better than
hard drugs.
Yeah. So it does keep you off drugs.
Right. And it's even better than
the food does keep you off the drugs. Yeah.
And some would say food is a drug, but you know.
It's all full circle.
Yeah. I had a mom moment like that. So let's help this listener feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Because
very long ago, we talked about how you threw a pickle at your son.
Oh, that was a while ago that we talked about that, uh-huh. Huh? And now it's so funny because my other kids, now they have like 2 and 3 kids, mm-hmm. they'll ask, like, will you cut the stem off my pickle? And now I don't even care.
Uh-huh.
But principle, I have to be consistent because what I did to my oldest son, I don't want him to be like
okay, get
when I asked you to do that, you chucked a pickle across the room. So I just have to be like, nope, you can either eat around it. You can eat around it, even though I'm like, Allison, that was so dumb. I'm too prideful or something, or I don't want to be inconsistent with my kids. But the thing is like,
baby of the family, you got spoiled and your mom actually cut the stem off the pickle rather than throwing it at your head.
Well, I won't peel an apple. You know, we've talked about this, but yeah, I did throw a pickle across the room at my oldest when he was like 5 or 6 because he my kids love pickles. They eat a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And like, I had never had an issue before with him getting to the end and wanting it cut off. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, the end's on there. And he was kind of bratty about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just eat until you get to the end and don't eat the end.
Stop.
And then he was like having a little fit about it.
Yeah.
And I, instead of, I don't know, I just, I grabbed the pickle off his plate. I like chopped it like a psychopath, like the end. And then I was like, here. And I like threw the pickle across the room. And he's like,
gosh,
watching it fly past him. Like, but it got him to shut up, you know, it got him to stop freaking out. And then he went and picked up his pickle and was like, you know, all sad. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was like one of those moments where you're like really embarrassed. But anyway, this one was an actual like lose your mind screaming situation. And I'm so glad no one saw it except for Jesus. Heavenly Father, they saw. Mm-hmm. But like, they love me and they forgive me, I'm sure. But like, luckily none of my kids were around. Mm-hmm. So I tend to pack on too many responsibilities, as yeah. most of us do. But we have an art form to it here in this family.
Oh yeah.
We say yes to everything. Birthdays is when I really do it to myself.
Uh-huh.
I make the cake myself mm-hmm. and like decorate it to their theme. I do really fun parties with like fun themes.
And like decorations.
Decorations. And I always am like, I can make that. Uh-huh. And then it's like 2 a.m. and my husband comes out like, are you still making like tissue pom-poms, you know, to make yeah. it look like a fairy garden in here? Yes. Yes, I am. So anyway,
And then you're sleep deprived the next day.
And you're dealing with 6 little girls hopped up on sugar.
Yeah.
And fighting. And so anyway, I was making, it was a fairy birthday party, and I was making my own cake, and I was trying to make it look like a little fairy house. And fondant's just something I've tried to figure out as I go, you know. So mm-hmm. I was trying to make this little top to it. Anyway, it was taking a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, my house is a mess. I have all this stuff to do. And I was just ready to lose it on this cake. And I finally got it to where I was like, okay, it's decent. It's uh-huh. not what I envisioned. It uh-huh. never is. But I was like, we got to stop. I'm going to go put it in my freezer in my garage.
Okay.
So I get out there and like my car is pulled up a little close to the freezer in my garage. But I'm like holding this cake. And so I'm trying to like wiggle around and trying to open the door and get it in. And there's like bags of hash browns, you know, frozen meat in uh-huh. there. And so I'm trying to one-handedly hold the cake mm-hmm. and shove things over so that I can like slide the cake onto a rack and have okay. space. As I'm doing that, I'm tipping the cake unknowingly.
Uh-huh. Like towards yourself?
Towards myself as I'm like scooching these bags of frozen things. And the cake starts to slide off of the thing and like fall, and I catch it. But uh-huh. it like puts a big old handprint in the side of the cake, you know, that I just finished decorating like a fairy house. And I was like, and I was like frozen because uh-huh. I'm pinned basically between my car and the freezer. I set the cake down. I don't remember where. I think on the top of the garbage can okay. out in there. And I started screaming at the top of my lungs. I grabbed a bag of frozen hash browns and started slamming them on the garage floor. Like just losing it. I literally think I was like floating above my body. Because I swear I saw myself, you know, and seeing red was like it.
Yeah.
And my garages were all, doors were all closed, but you can hear through those.
Yeah.
Like, if a neighbor like was out there, they would have probably thought I was being murdered. The bag burst open, so there's frozen hash browns all over the floor of my garage. And I'm just like, no, 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 no. All over this fairy cake. You know, this is yeah. just it's just a cake.
Yeah.
But I was done. And then it broke to tears, and then I'm sweeping, and then I made it worse because I'm now sweeping up frozen hash browns.
Yeah, you made more of a mess.
There's a massacre. There was a massacre that occurred, and I was just sitting there sweeping him up, bawling. I fixed the cake. It was fine. I should post a picture of the cake, probably.
Yeah.
But that was actually just a couple years ago. And it was it was my worst one. And I'm so glad no one
was there. I don't know if you would have done that if someone was there, right?
No. Well, I don't know. It was pretty bad.
Sometimes when you know that you have the garage to yourself and yeah. you can let yeah. loose, then you do let loose.
That probably is a big contributing factor to uh-huh. that one. But uh-huh. I was not proud. Like, my throat hurt for a whole day.
For screaming?
Because I screamed so loud. That's how bad it was. I'm not over exaggerating.
It's like you went to a Teeny Bopper concert or something.
Yeah, like, no.
They're nope.
like, I had like
you were screaming at hash browns.
Like the Phoebe sexy voice for like a day. Sticky shoes.
Are you sticky like, shoes? Are you getting a cold?
No.
No,
I'm a rageaholic.
Lost my mind on some hash browns.
On a fairy cake.
And a fairy cake in my garage yesterday. Yeah.
So, you know, there it is. That's my, it's not, but again, if it would have been in front of somebody, I would have been so embarrassed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And it wasn't. So that's a win.
Yes.
Because this listener said it wasn't them that freaked out, but they witnessed this like a freak out happening in a Walmart parking lot. Guys, there's a good chance you know somebody at the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever gone to Walmart and and been lucky enough not to run into somebody you know? Even if it's just someone you know very lightly.
Even when it's the time of day you don't think you'll run into anybody, and so you have zero makeup on, your hair's a mess.
Like 7 in the morning.
You're wearing like the baggiest sweats you've ever worn, and you run into every single person.
And you maybe didn't even brush your teeth. And you think it's fine. It's just Walmart, and it's 7 in the morning on a Tuesday. No one's there. And then all of a sudden, everyone's there.
Your entire community has a parade.
Yeah. So this person was at Walmart, and they were walking out to their car with a cart full of groceries, and they noticed that this car, like, screeched to a halt a few stalls away from where her car was parked. And this crazy lady got out of the car and just started to scream at this couple and their young daughter that also had just parked and were making their way into the store entrance.
Okay.
She said the crazy woman went bat shiz crazy on this family.
Oh, no.
And they were just kind of ignoring her and kind of waving her off, you know, like, okay.
Don't make eye contact.
Trying to just avoid conflict, right? Yeah. But she said it would not stop. She was following them, calling them awful names, yikes, yelling profanities.
And like a little kid.
Yes. And she said she was even attacking their daughter, who's maybe 8 to 10.
Oh, no.
And she said, finally, it hit a nerve with the mom. Probably once she started saying something about her little girl.
Yeah.
And the mom just turned around to defend herself and her family. And the crazy lady, I guess, had thought she got cut off by them somehow, like in the parking lot or something like that. And she said, and then your daughter flipped me off.
I'm sure.
So the somewhat normal, you know, woman in this, the mom, was like calmly, like, claiming, we have no idea what you're talking about. I don't think I cut you off.
Yeah.
I don't think my daughter flipped you off. But it just didn't stop. She said it was really bizarre. And she said, even if someone cut me off and flipped me off, I don't think I could
chase them into the store.
Yell at a child. But again, it kind of goes back to our road rage episode. People with cars, man.
Freak out.
It's ridiculous.
This one, and I recently talked to the friends that were with me, and they're like, we didn't realize that you were having such a hard time. So I'm like, oh, good. Because in my mind, they were going to call the loony bin. You know, because we haven't talked about how I did a Spartan race several years ago and how it was the worst day of my life. And people,
you know what? We did talk about it, and the episode was too long.
And so we cut it out.
So we cut it out. But this is, I was just telling someone about this the other day because we were talking about, you know, marathons and races and blah, blah, blah.
And I think people think, like, that's a very much of an over-exaggeration that that's the worst day of my life. But I stick to it.
Yeah.
Because I am not strong with my upper body.
Brit's
and
like,
so I was,
we've lost family members. We've had tragedies, but this is still the worst day of our life.
No, well, it's a combination of the fact that I was like getting humiliated on every obstacle.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do any of, like, hardly any of the things. And I was getting so embarrassed and so frustrated.
Well, and you were with, like, some that you guys,
we were with good friends, and all of them were, like, doing so good.
Yeah.
And I was just, yeah, it was like my pride was really hurt. And plus then I'm like really physically exhausted because it's like a big, huge, long race on a mountain.
Yes.
And then you're doing these obstacles.
And let's just say, Brit is like in good shape. She is like very physically active, but like her upper body strength is just not her strength.
Yeah.
And so this Spartan race was so geared towards like a lot of upper body
strength. Yeah, there was just like all these like climbing things and like rings and monkey bars. And they're not like at the park, guys.
They're really
far apart, and they're really high off
the
ground.
So she turfed it like multiple times.
And at
right,
one point,
sliding down a hill.
Yeah, and I don't know why you would put rings going down an incline
because that's
gonna
hard, Brit.
It's gonna slingshot you. And I should have, as soon as I saw someone
like, get carried off on a stretcher.
No, for real.
Oh, really?
Like a guy that was maybe three people in front of me in line broke his ankle falling off the rings. And I should have already known that the rings slingshotting me down a mountain was not gonna be how it was going to go for me.
Show is that where they just see what's happening and so they just lay down? Like they just like accept the fate and like...
They just play dead?
Yeah, like it's like something where they're fighting and then like they see someone get like knocked out. And so when it's their turn, they just go and they like hurry and just like lay down to get out. And then Brit just sort of done that.
I should have just went and... Because what you do if you can't complete the obstacle...
Roll down the hill.
Yeah. If you can't complete the obstacle, you have to do 30 burpees.
Says who?
Are there people at each station
monitoring these burpees?
No, but
because you're talking to the girl who skipped the run, walk, crawl, and we went to Denny's and then came back and crossed the finish line in high school. Well,
at the end, I'll just tell you. But yeah, I try these rings and I lose my grip because I'm going at a velocity higher than expected. And I skid across the gravel and my hands are all scraped up.
With and little rocks.
And rocks. And like they're bruising my palms. And my hip is all scraped up because I landed on my bum and my hands. And my husband comes over to like help me up. And he goes, I'm not a big swearer.
No, I take the cake. They take the cake in that department.
And I just go... He's like, are you okay? And help me. I'm like, I can't do any of this shit. And I told you. Because he's the one who talked me into
right.
it. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And so then I got like bloody hands and bruised hands. And I'm like doing my burpees.
Plus your group was like my being group, like, we'll do the burpees with you, Britt. And then you were like, no.
And so then they were like feeling sorry for me, which also is like hurting my pride.
Yes.
And they're like, here.
I don't need your pity.
Well, right.
I need a ride home. Someone get me in a Dakar.
And yeah, so they're like, each of us will take 10 burpees for you so you don't have to do them. And I was like, no, that just makes me feel even more humiliated.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe I'm yelling at my friends.
Yeah.
And then I was so exhausted by the end that, you know, you're supposed to either complete the obstacles or do the burpees. And I was just like walking around the obstacles at the end. And then someone handed me the medal when I crossed the finish line. I said, I don't want it. And they're like, what? And I said, I don't deserve this. And I was like, yelling at my friends, yelling at the medal giver.
And you couldn't get it. Like, you couldn't get yourself to come down.
No.
To calm down and to come down from it.
I was physically so exhausted and humiliated. And people were taking pity on me, which I hate.
Yes.
And
when you are scared, hungry,
embarrassed,
tired. You know, yeah. All those things are just triggers.
And I was all of those things.
Well, you know, did we tell the story about our friend who lost it on Angel's Landing? Is that already been in an
episode? Yeah, we did.
In a previous episode, we talked about our friend who is afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
And she was being really supportive and brave because we all wanted to do Angel's Landing. And we told her, we're like, if you don't want to do it, we won't do it. And she's like, I've done it once before. I think it's good to kind of face my fears. And so she did it. But she is one of those where she is just the sweetest, soft-spoken, most soft-spoken girl, one of our, like, just nicest friends.
She doesn't let her voice... You've heard my voice raise several octaves this episode.
Yeah.
When I talked about that email and also talking about this worst day of my life and stuff. But she just doesn't... It's not... She doesn't get carried away.
Yeah. I've never heard her yell. Like, I always ask her, like, have you ever yelled at your kids? And I mean actually yelled. Uh-huh. You know, not your version of yelling. Because she's just so soft-spoken and sweet. And so I think that... She was keeping a lot of her fear, like, to herself.
It was bottled up.
I had no clue she was afraid. We were just plugging along, and I figured if she's scared, she'll say something. And so at one point, she decided to stay more to the back of our group. And at one point, she was, I guess, on her hands and knees.
We didn't see it because we were all lined up, and she was the last one in our group.
It was getting a little sketchy part of it, and so she kind of got under her hands and knees because she was scared of the heights.
Yeah, and crawling to maybe get some more stability.
It was so crowded, and we pass... this group trying to come past us, and we're kind of on a sketchy part, so it's a little hairy, you know. And we just hear someone from behind us scream, I'm scared, okay, you a-hole. And we just are like, we all kind of flip around, but
I can't know who said it.
We just heard, and we were like, gosh, someone's like getting in a fight up here, what's happening? So then we get to the top, and we're all chatting about little bits along the way, what parts were scary, what parts were good. And she's like, I just can't believe I freaked out on that guy or whatever. And we were all like, that was you? Because we just heard her voice in the back. She goes, yeah, he said something mean to me. And she goes, but now I'm having doubts that he was even talking to me. She said, I was on my hands and knees. And then we felt so bad. We're like, what?
You were on your hands and knees?
She's like, I got really scared. So I was kind of on my hands and knees, bracing herself. And then she said, and the guy said, what's wrong with her? And she assumed he was talking about her. And so she yelled, I'm scared, okay, you a-hole. And so it was one of those things when you're scared. And you're trying to face your fears. And then some jack-a has the nerve to call you out. Instead of being like, hey, man, she looks frightened. Yeah. Who would say that? What if she's disabled? Like,
what if she can only crawl on her hands and knees?
Wouldn't you just be like, way to go, you're inspiring. But instead he's like, what's wrong with her?
Right.
I would have pushed him. Just kidding. Not really. That was terrible. Britt's killing people. I'm pushing people off a cliff. So, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so another trigger, though, pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond anything, really. That's like the top one.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been a few times that I've just acted so irrationally when I'm pregnant. Like, and especially if it involves food.
Yeah.
So this listener said while she was pregnant, they were going to her in-law's house to eat and she was starving and she found out they were having, sorry, I have feelings about this. So we'll go into that in a minute. Found out they were having grilled tuna and cheese sandwiches. And she said, already a no for me. But the part that sent her into sobbing hysterically was the fact that they only had white bread. And that was not substantial enough for her ravenous hunger. She was like, I need
some multigrain.
Yeah. Which I would be like, yeah, white bread. Because I like never eat white bread anymore. Yeah. Our cousin calls it donut bread.
Because it's like donuts.
It is. So yummy. Just if you put just a little glaze on there, you're going to
some grandma's eating sycamores. Oh, tell you what.
There just some butter. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Some jam.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Homemade freezer jam on that grandma's sycamores. But anyway, I have feelings about this because I know that we should be appreciative of anybody having us over for a meal.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm having people over, I'm not making grilled tuna and cheese. I love a patty melt like anybody else on Tuesday when I'm by myself fixing myself some lunch.
Yeah.
You're having your pregnant daughter-in-law like over for dinner? That's what she said. My in-laws were coming to their house to eat. That was like the purpose.
Okay.
The best you got for this girl is tuna, a Kraft single on white bread. It's the best you can do. Come on.
Yeah, where is the pot roast?
Did you forget you invited him over and then you were like, oh my gosh.
We've got a can of tuna and some Kraft singles.
And let me tell you this much. If that's the case, go get food at the restaurant and I won't judge you. But yeah, the hanger like that comes with pregnancy or the cravings like could not be overstated. When I was pregnant, one time I was always on a Sunday that I wanted something random and that we didn't have.
Uh-huh.
So one day I was like, I really want ham and fennel potatoes. Like, sorry, salty. Correction. I really need ham and funeral potatoes. And I like leaned over to my husband. I'm like, I'm going to need ham and funeral potatoes. And he was like,
I'm going to need this.
Yeah. And he was like, it will be 10 o'clock at night, you know, by the time. And I was like, I started crying, like being like, if you loved me, he's like, you want me to go to the store, buy a spiral ham, buy all the things to make funeral potatoes and cook it like right now. And I was like, if you loved me, you would. If you cared about me and this baby at all.
Okay. Well, the airport. And we have a lot of episodes where we talk about travel and the airport because it's very stressful.
Way stressful.
Do you enjoy flying?
Oh, this sounds really lame because I'm not old. But the older I get, the less I enjoy it.
Right. When I was a kid, I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
And well, that's because everyone was in charge of packing for you and bringing everything for you.
And buying the tickets for you.
You're just along for the ride, quite literally. And so, yeah, when you're older, there's just so much. And I get anxious bringing my kids because they're wild cards. You don't know if they're going to behave or have ear problems or all the things. Mm-hmm. So I don't enjoy it as much.
Well, and we were talking about the pregnancy issues. This is someone who was pregnant at the time.
And on a plane?
Yeah. And, well, she hadn't quite made it to the plane yet.
Okay.
She said they were at the Atlanta, Georgia airport and she was 4 months pregnant. And for some reason, their flight home, there was something wrong with their tickets. And their flight was leaving in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But they sent him to the information booth to get it figured out. But she said, I swear it was a mile away. You know, hustling with your bags.
The information booth is almost never in a convenient place, no matter where you are.
And they were running to get there. Once they got there, they told them that they had to go. They're like, we can't help you with this. Go back to your gate. Tell them this, this, and this. Are you kidding me? So they...
I'm like, you going to get me one of those little golf carts that you drive around?
Yeah, I feel like... does anybody know how to access those? They're like some kind of mystical creature. It's like the freaking airport unicorn.
Yeah. And they just are always parked. They're parked.
Yeah. Like, are we allowed to take this?
Who's driving?
How do we access this?
Is this being utilized to its max capacity? Because I don't see enough people benefiting from this service.
Right. So anyway... they booked it back to the gate that they came from. And they noticed the doors were about to close at the gate.
It's like Home Alone.
She just yells at the top of her lungs, don't shut that gate. I am a pregnant diabetic and this is bullshit. At the top of her lungs. And she said, the red coat Delta workers came right over when they sensed her anger.
The red coat?
Security.
Is this like a different level of Delta worker?
Maybe.
Oh, the red coats.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, security, we have something happening.
The red coats are coming. The red coats are coming.
And finally, they worked it out and they picked up the phone and talked to someone. and they were able to get on the plane. When they shut the doors behind them, people started cheering for them on the plane.
Oh, for the passengers.
Yes.
For the pregnant. Okay.
They heard the, I'm a pregnant diabetic and this is bullshiz. They heard the screaming. And when they made it on, just we made it. Everyone's like,
oh, I have always wanted to have a situation where people I get like a standing O for not for no reason, but not because I'm performing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because I did something like, and people are like, yeah, you go, you.
I saw you guys. You conquered that.
Stick it to the man. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and
that's so much better because you could have walked on the plane and had people being like, they're the ones that held up the plane. Who does she think she is? But if
you can pull a couple of cards that apparently can get the plane to stop for you, because in a normal situation, they probably would not have held that for her.
No, I probably not. No. But so I'm saying use it.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to start a website and I wanted to call it hireanahole.com. And because, like we were talking about with the listener who said she was blacklisted from calling Dish Network. And I had an incident with T-Mobile where I'm shocked that I didn't get put on blacklist. I didn't like swear and yell at them, but I was about to lose my ever loving mind. Like I had called so many times and was so defeated and was just like, I'm not going to re-explain this to anybody. Supervisor, 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 supervisor. And it was like an actual person. And I was like, unless you're a supervisor, don't talk to me. Like losing it. And my father-in-law, Andy's, my husband's stepdad, he is like really, I don't know what it is. He's worked in those jobs a lot. And so he kind of knows how it works and how to get what he needs. Mm-hmm. He's very, very direct, confident in what he's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he's not super nice, but he's not mean and emotional. He can he's just good at it. And so I always, like, I ended up having to go over to his house and having him call for me because I couldn't do
and
it
did
again.
He solve it?
He did. He solved it. I had a new phone. Everything was resolved. We both had new phones.
Oh.
And he was like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get these two new phones.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it without charging this because I know you can. And he's like, and if you can't, you're going to put me on with who will. Like, he was just like that. Okay, and so calm. And so I was like, I need to create this website. And no, I don't think he's an a-hole. I'm just saying you have to hire somebody.
It's a catchy website name.
Yes. And you need to hire people that will go to bat for you in these scenarios where you're so emotionally
and
charged.
And they're not emotionally involved and they're just more business.
They're there with the facts. And they're like your representative. Mm-hmm. And because if you have to call and argue a bill or you are confused about something and you're super like stressed out about it, I would have loved to always have my, you know, my husband's stepdad there to just call. So, you know, maybe someday.
Yeah, trademark that. hireanahole.com.
Yep.
It would just be hireanahole.com.
Yeah, what?
I have to figure out.
Anahole. Anyway, we hope you guys got a laugh and we hope this week you can keep your cool.
Yeah, and school's out, summer break.
You're going to lose it.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Because day two, my kids, I was already like, oh my gosh, they're fighting so much. I can't even handle this. I'm going to lose my ever loving mind. I'm going to kill somebody.
Oh dear.
But try to keep it in perspective. And just remember,
someday you'll laugh about this.
Follow along with us on Instagram at gabfest_gals. We hope that now that it's summertime, we've freed up a little more time for us to post some content. It's not our best trait. It's not our strongest suit, but we try. So follow along with us. We'll keep trying to do our follower of the week, story of the week, and rate, review, subscribe.
And on Instagram, when we post our little announcement each week on our new episode that just launched, like if you have a favorite story and want to chime in, chime in.
Yeah. And we can share it on our stories, like even just what you've typed and sent to us. Because sometimes I know it's hard to remember and we want to just keep the gabbing going, even if it's beyond the episode.
Yep. All right, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
This week's episode is sponsored by Fizz. You should all know by now about my love of Fizz. But in case you don't, I'm going to tell you again. Of all the drink places, Fizz is for sure my favorite. Whether you need a refreshing drink, a salty snack, or a sweet treat, Fizz fits the bill. By the way, you have to try their new Chonuts. Yeah, that's right. It's a churro and a donut all in one, served warm, and it's drizzled with this yummy frosting. It's so delicious. Follow them on Instagram at FIIZ_drinks for secret menu items, specials, and so much more. Be sure to pop into Fizz. Supporting our sponsors supports our podcast.